Bad Guy Radio Show.
I have no clue where we are.
What?
I have no idea.
I was promised breakfast.
We are no longer in Kansas, Toto.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Why is this house on this lady?
We're no longer in Kansas. I don't know where we are, but it has got to be the coolest place on the planet.
Yeah.
And welcome to the show, everybody. It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, hello.
And we're going to figure out where the hell we are. I think it might be heaven.
Well, there's a lot of smog, so I'm not sure.
I'm thinking it's heaven because I see a lot of clouds.
I see a lot of angels.
Yes, you do. An angel, definitely.
Tatted angels.
Don't get me beat up. Don't get me beat up.
Hey, I can't. No promises. No promises.
Don't get me beat up. Don't get me beat up. I don't know where we are, but Daniel Taylor is here, D-Tay.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm always here.
And Anthony Frosto is definitely hanging out.
I'm here.
Philippius is here, and he doesn't even have a microphone, which is the best possible way for us to have him on the show.
Exactly.
100% is the way that... Hey, Lip, you okay back there? Well, while we figure out where the hell we are, how about we actually start this special show?
All right.
Because we got a lot that we're going to get to today on Fat Guy Radio Show. And, folks, you want to stick around for... This. Are you ready, Anthony?
I'm very ready.
Are you ready, Mocha?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Liv, let's go ahead. Let's hit it. Let's go.
Broadcast. Process. Initiated. Begin. Mic feed. Check. Headphones. Check. Levels activate. Producer. Ready. Mocha come. Ready. Anthony's hair. Ready. Fat guy. Ready. Listeners on standby. All systems go. Initiate countdown sequence.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
On the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in beautiful, urban, downtown Phoenix, broadcasting live from the Vapor Dynasty Expo, it's a special Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius, Daniel Taylor, Anthony Frosto, and now, live from the Halo Sigs booth, trying to smuggle out the centerpiece, it's Arizona's most beloved fat guy, Corey Blaze.
Oh! Hey! What is up, boys?
Man.
We are at the Vapor Dynasty Expo in downtown Phoenix.
Are.
I don't know about you, but the only thing I'm going to be able to concentrate on is Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
Lucha Libre. Lucha, come on, man.
That's all I'm going to be able to focus on today is Lucha. I want a luchador mask. Here, do you think that they have a vape luchador mask?
I'm pretty sure they probably do.
I'm sure they do.
That would be fun.
All right, folks, it's Fat Guy Radio Show for October 17th. 2015.
It's already October 17th?
Yes, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also available on Twitter and Instagram. Search all one word, Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show, folks, is brought to you by the best number one sponsor on the planet.
Oh, yeah?
I feel very, very uncomfortable right now because they're standing literally 10 feet in front of me right now.
I'm happy. I just taste blueberries.
Of course,
you know
not.
What?
All I taste.
Our sponsor is so great.
They are.
They clothed me.
How great are they?
They're so great. I came in shirtless. And got a shirt.
Yeah, you came in homeless too. Today's show is brought to you by Halo Sigs.
Yeah.
Halo Sigs.
Halo.
I'm vaping, baby.
Halo Sigs, premium.
Do your voice thing again. Wait, hold on. You got to do it for
us. Stop the sponsor read there, right there, Anthony.
Halo Sigs. I'm vaping, baby.
Today's show is brought to you by Halo Sigs. HaloSigs.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloSigs. Premium electronic cigarettes and all American made e-liquid. Oh my gosh, one of the best vaping companies. Now, all those other vape companies that are around us right now, don't hate. Don't hate. Just that Halo Sigs actually pays the bills. They really do. So check them out, folks, all of you that are around the world. We're heard in 79 different countries, over 360,000 downloads. Fat Guy Radio Show, worldwide internet radio show. And I am indeed happy to be here at the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix.
I'm happy to be here too. I'm so glad that you invited me to be a part of this.
Yes.
Like, I was literally going to sit at home today, vaping, thinking about how I can get to the Vapor Dynasty Expo.
Yeah, I was mopping my kitchen floor the other day, vaping, thinking about how I was going to get down to the Vapor Dynasty Expo.
So I was at my house, and I was writing poetry. But while I was writing the poetry, I was vaping.
Yeah. When I was delivering a baby in the ER yesterday afternoon, I was thinking about how I was going to get to the Vapor Dynasty Expo while I was vaping.
You were so on the toilet.
I was driving my hover vehicle on the water, feeding the ducks while I was vaping.
I was thinking about tying my shoes yesterday while I was vaping, trying to figure out how I was going to get down to the Vapor Dynasty Expo.
So while I was vaping, playing my ukulele, I was writing a song about vaping.
All right, I'll give you that one. All right, folks, as promised, we are here live at the Phoenix Convention Center. It definitely smells like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles in here.
I love it.
With
I'm so
all
happy.
Of the different vape flavors that are floating through the air. And you know what? The industry and the government told us there's no more smoking inside buildings. And Arizona said no more smoking inside buildings. But ha-ha, we're vaping, baby.
Yeah.
Hit me with the Beyonce Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby. Lip, can you find it? Hey! Does Beyonce even know we use that?
I don't think so. We probably would have got a cease and desist letter already.
she don't care. What am I missing here?
What was going on?
Okay. All right.
Secrets don't make friends.
No, it's not secrets. It's the producer doing the producer things. Oh, okay. And I think we're setting up for an interview. Who are we talking to? Are we coming talking to Peter right now? We're talking with Peter. Peter, sit down right here next to me.
I got him.
You got him. Help him out with the microphone there. Make sure he can be heard and seen, folks. Again, those of you. Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us fine?
I can hear you guys fine.
All right,
sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are being joined right now on the show by Peter Kenny.
Hey, Peter.
And he's the show manager. He's responsible for us actually being here at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. We had the pleasure on having a conversation probably about 3 years ago when we were planning this thing. And they were like, hey, can you guys come out? I'm like, well, it's going to take us, you know, about 3 years to raise money, holding a sign on the side of one of the freeways to kind of get the money up here. But Peter, thank you so much for joining us here, man. This is
my pleasure.
This is an epic event that is happening here at the Phoenix Convention Center. Give us a little background on what it takes to put all of this together.
Oh, man, the whole year. Man, we work, honestly, almost a whole year to put these 3 days together. This is all we do. I started vaping about 4 years ago. Got my good friend into vaping. And, you know, basically this all started from a passion. This is our second year here.
Okay.
Last year we just set some new records. We had thousands of people through the door. This year is going to just, you know, absolutely blow that one out of the water. This is Arizona's premier vapor expo. And we're just so excited that all these new companies are here. Halo is just one of our amazing companies. We just got, you know, so many new vendors. We're really taking the Arizona vape scene to the next level.
Nice.
We just got so much going on. We got 130 plus vendors out here, 70,000 square feet. And
nice.
I mean, there's just so much going on. This is the place to be right now in Arizona.
So this is the second year that you've actually done this particular expo. Is there anyone else in Arizona doing a vape expo? Because this is the first that I have heard of it through our affiliation with Halo 6. Is there anyone else that's doing anything like this, or is this the groundbreaking, trend-setting new thing that Vapor Dynasty is handling?
We weren't the very first show to do this. There was one down in Tucson, but we are the biggest one. Last year, we were basically the main other one.
Right.
And this year, we are the main one for this year. I think there's you know, maybe some other ones coming next year, but we have basically the convention center locked down. We're the only ones that can get in here, and we're the main show. We're the biggest show in Arizona.
Nice. And we're going to be the number one vape show in the entire country. So that's what I say. We're going to say it right now.
I want to be in the world.
You want to in the world?
I'm brutal. I want
to. We want people
domination.
Flying in from India to come to Vapor Dynasty's Expo.
We had people here last year from Australia and Japan coming out.
Nice.
So you're going to see people from all around the world. We got vendors from London here. We got people from France. I mean, there's people just from all over the world coming here. So
basically,
I mean,
you got the vape monopoly going on right here.
Basically, Vapor Dynasty. Vapor Dynasty.
Nice.
That's the hashtag.
Did you have any affiliation with the people that did it down in Tucson?
No, that's
okay, because those people in Tucson suck. They suck. They didn't do it right, or they would have got
it
another year.
You said it, not me, guys.
Yeah, I said it sucked ass. That's what it did. It sucked ass. It blew chunks, and that's why we brought it to Phoenix, and Phoenix is kicking ass, and Phoenix is representing for the vape community. Is that what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, Corey. Appreciate that comment. We've only had good comments like that about Vapor Dynasty. We listen to everybody's feedback. We build this show off the feedback from the vendors and the crowd.
Yes.
Everybody loved it last year. We made even more improvements, and it's just going to, I mean, it's going off amazing already right now. So
it is epic. Now, a lot of our listeners are going to be hearing this later on tonight. If everything technically goes right. And awesome. So is it open? There's one more day on Sunday, the 18th. Is that right?
That's right. There's one more day Sunday. Today's the main day. It's going until 8 o'clock today.
8 o'clock.
Tomorrow it opens at, I believe, 9.
9? Well. 9. Yep, okay. 9. Yep. And it's not only consumers, but it's also business to business.
Yep. This is a hybrid show. So basically yesterday was all B2B.
Okay.
Today the first 2 hours are B2B, and then Sunday the first 2 hours are B2B, and then after that, Saturday and Sunday, the remainder is all consumers.
All consumers.
So we cater to everybody. So we got the B2B crowd, and we got all the consumers coming in too. So it makes everybody happy. You know, more sales, more transactions, more growth.
Being part of a small company like we are with B2B Radio Network, and given the opportunity for some of these vape companies that are here that have product that need to get them in stores, that's huge for them. That's
Absolutely.
Huge for them when Absolutely. It comes to that business to business aspect. So I like that. And you guys are local. You guys are right here in Los Estados. You're a native.
I'm a native, baby.
He's a native.
Yeah. 28 years in Arizona.
Oh. 28 years in I am That's sorry.
Right. Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. This
never
place
get used to the heat, though.
Chunks.
Yeah, you never get used to the heat.
No, wait till we talk to these Halo 6 guys from beautiful Florida where everybody down there is gorgeous.
That's right.
And then they come out here and we're all frumpy and pissed off because it's hot.
Half the year is beautiful, the other half you just gotta get through it.
But yeah. And we're heading into that beautiful year.
That's right. It's a beautiful time right now.
So Vapor Dynasty picked an excellent time to have this right now.
Absolutely. Strategically picked for the pleasure and convenience of all of our lovely vendors and consumers.
Arizona only has two seasons, right?
That's right.
Summer
and summer.
Then nice.
summer and then nice. You're a native, man. I'm a native as well.
All right.
I was born right up the street.
Nice.
Literally in a trash can.
He was
a save a baby story.
Outside. Yeah, I was. I was dropped off. Here in Phoenix, you can take the babies to the firehouse when you don't want them anymore.
Oh, yeah, they didn't get that far with you.
Sergeant John was a really great father when I was growing up.
I was abandoned here. I was born in California, but when I was three, California kicked me out.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
They just punted me over here.
Man, honestly, as far as the vape scene goes, like, Cali was the mecca for it, and all these people are just trickling in from Cali, man. We are the next Cali. Arizona is the next Cali of vaping, a.k.a. the mecca of vaping. You know, that used to be Cali. Now it's moving over here. You got big companies moving down here because the taxes are better. The industry is just blowing up. I mean, there's new companies every day popping up. It's just amazing to see the growth. We got a lot of people. They got started at this show last year, and now they have huge accounts. So that's the connections that get made here.
That is phenomenal. And Vapor Dynasty, learn more about you guys at VaporDynasty.com. You guys are also on Facebook.
Yep, VaporDynastyExpo.com, and all of our social media is on there. It's the same thing, Vapor Dynasty Expo. That's the hashtag. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, I know you got a lot that you've got going on today, man. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for your time.
Appreciate it,
we appreciate you so much for allowing us to be here. And hopefully we don't run too many people away.
I don't think so. You're doing a great job, man.
Awesome,
Let
man.
Me just say Halo 6, too. They're a great company. Please. When I started vaping out, honestly, like 3 years ago, I was buying their juice. It was solid back then. It's still solid today. They've been doing consistent work the whole way throughout. And it's great to see in this industry, you know, consistency. So just big props to Halo. All the juice they make is amazing. Their devices are amazing. And that's coming from me. I'm a very seasoned vapor. So I've tried a lot of juice. Solid juice right here.
Awesome, man. Yes, Halo 6 is my number one. Well, Peter, thank you so much, man.
Thank you,
Corey. I appreciate your time on the show. I know you got a lot going on. So we'll
Absolutely.
Make sure that... everybody back at Vapor Dynasty, just make sure they know how gracious we are and thankful we are for allowing us to come out here and do this.
It.
And are we or are we not the only internet radio show that's on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center?
Yeah.
Ah!
That's right.
Suck it, bitches.
Bad guy radio show.
All right, man. We appreciate you so much, buddy. Let you get back to running things around, and we'll set up to... talk to some of the Halo 6 guys.
Sounds good.
So
Appreciate
thank you so
guys.
Much, man. You have a
Take
very
care.
Good one.
Thank
All
you.
Right, folks. That was Peter from Vapor Dynasty Expo. We appreciate them so much. The guys that are responsible for having us out here. So
nice.
Should we talk to the company that pays our light bill? A fraction.
I really think the people want to hear them.
I want to talk to them. We've had them on the show before.
I mean, I was talking to Robert earlier, and that guy really loves Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
We get a Harry Potter sound check before we went live.
We did. And we talked about butterbeers and all that stuff. So I want to see what Rick has to talk about.
Butterbeers? You leave me out of this. I had nothing to do with it.
I still want to know what it is.
Rich Santoron over here.
Oh, Rich. I'm sorry.
You call him Rick?
I call him Rick.
It's on his badge. I wasn't
looking at his badge.
If they weren't wearing these badges, I wouldn't know who the hell they are. They are. They're Halo 6. That's all I know. They're Halo 6.
It's like a cloud collective.
They're Halo 6. Hit me again with the Philippians. See, what's so funny about that is that he's normally not on that soundboard.
All right.
And that is cool. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on these lovely white couches that, yes, I indeed put my feet on every inch of these white couches. These couches are also, by the way, not fat people proof.
I'm still in one.
I think there is a piece missing already.
I just hope you don't leave bed bugs here.
Well,
that would be bad.
If I get any more really cool e-cig juice, I'm gonna get so excited that they might have a stain.
But that's why we did the sectional, so you didn't like launch them off of there. Like,
I appreciate
like a seesaw.
I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, that voice may sound familiar. We've had him on the show before on Fat Guy Radio Show. We're talking to Rich of Halo Cigs, is joining us now in his own beautiful booth. And you guys are from Florida.
We're from Florida.
Yep. From Florida. I'm gonna go ahead and apologize now for any of the fat house Frau Yentas driving SUVs that are slowly making their way to the biggest sale that they can graze upon in any of our shopping centers. If you've ran across any of those bitches, I apologize.
I haven't so far. We've been in here for the last couple of days. Because
driving in Phoenix sucks.
Yeah. It really does.
It's the worst.
It's
People
horrible.
Are mean. They don't like you. Yeah. It's hot.
Now, we family.
It's always hot. You got to get over that.
Out here.
We've been with Halo 6 for a long, long time. You know, so I consider us family. You know, we family.
Absolutely.
So let me just break it down to you. Phoenix sucks, Rich. And the only thing great about Phoenix is that everybody vapes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or everybody should vape.
Well, that's the most important thing.
That is the most important thing.
Yeah. That's our saving grace.
Yeah. Because Phoenix, I'll pull the curtain back from you. Because, you know, we family. You know, we're brothers. You know, we look exactly alike.
You do.
I know.
We're a split image. When they're taking those pictures, I don't know how people are going to be able to tell us apart.
Good thing it's not being recorded.
Right? I know, right? It should be recorded. It's radio, not TV. Check this out.
Do whatever we want.
Phoenix is great for vaping, but Phoenix knows that the Vapor Dynasty Expo is happening. And then also our state fair where you can go and get a funnel cake and shot in the head is starting yesterday too. And then also there's the taco explosion happening in Scottsdale right now. So Phoenix as a city decided to shut down all the main freeways and all the streets in the downtown Phoenix because that's how we operate.
All right.
I'm venting now, Rich. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we family, you know. You know, I am fired up.
It's that big of a deal.
That's why. No, it's that big of a deal. I don't know how the
really
roads
is.
Are down there in beautiful Florida.
I know. We travel so much. It's unless it's Uber, I don't know where we're going.
Do you know where you are right now?
No idea.
All right, this is Tempe, Arizona, and I'm kidding.
No,
Rich.
We're at the Vapor Dynasty Expo.
We're at the Vapor Dynasty Expo on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center. Man, this is awesome. What are you guys expecting for the rest of this weekend?
Well, we're just kicking off the consumer portion of the show, right?
Okay.
It's been B2B up until this point, and it's been great. We get a lot of businesses to come out. They get to sample not just our juice, but everybody's juice in the industry.
Nice.
Get to, and there's also a lot of different advocacy groups that are here.
Okay.
A lot of different speakers, all talking about how we progress the vaping industry and how we move things along further. And how we expand, how we get more people to start vaping. And it's just a great opportunity for businesses to come and see different opportunities. And then now it's open to the public, it's great to get everybody in here.
Nice.
And get to try everything out, have a lot of fun, see some of the faces behind some of their favorite juices. So it's just been a great show for us.
Wait, hold on.
Sure.
Rich, I have a question.
Here it comes, all Rich. Right. We told you, we warned you before the microphones went on.
Where are you from? Because I hear something in your voice.
I hear that he's going to beat the hell out of me at any moment.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm originally from New Jersey.
There it is. That's where it's from.
I knew I heard something.
That didn't come across on the phone.
I thought we were talking to the Beach Boys right now or something like that. The Jersey Boys.
No, that's where everything started out for Halo was in New Jersey. So in 2009, that's where we were. Manufactured everything in New Jersey. And then just about a year ago, we moved everything to Florida. Manufacturing Gainesville. Our offices are in Tampa. So it's we moved last November, which was probably the best time to convince yourself of the move because the weather was so great in Florida and not so much in Jersey. So
Are the Triton tank systems hurricane proof? Because you guys are down there in Florida and that might be.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. No, I won't worry. I won't worry about it. New Jersey. Man, this is epic. You guys did start in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing is, I don't think I've ever shared, you know, how I started with Halo Cigs. Mm-hmm. And it was literally how businesses want their business to grow, word of mouth.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing. And it was a coworker of mine that came up to me and said, hey, you got to switch over. And I was a little trepidatious at first. I was like, you know, I don't want to walk around with this, you know, this tailpipe hanging off my lip. I don't want to walk around, you know, with something. Am I going to get electrocuted every time I take a pull off of it? Changed my world. And I have 100% gone to nothing but Halo and all of your e-liquids. Now, I went through the e-liquid trip earlier today. I went around the beautiful booth here and I tried a lot of your new flavors. And they are all amazing. And you, even on the display, they still have that great premium epic flavor that Halo Cigs is known for.
So thank you. We appreciate that.
It's amazing. So pull the curtain back a little bit, Rich. We family. What does it take? What is it going to take for me to get this centerpiece in my car at the end of this show?
It's going to take a big car, first of all.
I just want the TV. That's all I want.
You can keep the TVs.
Yeah. All right.
I think I tweeted out when you guys did one of your expos. I believe it was down in Florida when I saw pictures of this pop up on social media. It is epic.
Oh, thank you.
And people that walk into this place, anybody that's going to come down tomorrow or that's here and listening to this, you can't miss this cartoon size Halo with the beautiful blue halon.
The halon.
In the middle of it. It is absolutely gorgeous. What does it take as far as Halo 6? What does it take for you guys to actually put something like this together? Like you said, you've been all over the country. Walk us through a little bit about how Halo 6 has to pull this off.
Well, the Florida show that you're talking about, that was actually the first one that we did, especially with this booth. And there was a lot of design. All of this started probably a year ago, the planning phases and how we were going to get into really going on tour with the shows and really, you know, connecting with the vaping industry and all of our customers. And let's see, we have a great team of people at Halo. We have our trade show team, social media, you know, Rob and Jessica and Justine. Everybody here that really supports putting this all together.
Yes.
We work with a really good company as far as putting together the booth and making sure it gets to the next show. So since that show in Florida, we've been to Vegas a handful of times for
Vegas.
Different shows.
Don't tell us about anything that happened there, because whatever happens there stays there.
Because right? You don't remember it the next day.
Of course.
It never happened, actually.
It never happened.
No. So Vegas a bunch of times. We were in China over the summer.
Vape in China?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We took our American. Huge. You mean we actually exported an American-made product to China?
That's right.
Wow. What?
That's world changing.
What you
say?
That's
right. Because in China, they know their own stuff is garbage. So
American, Los Estados Unidos. God bless
America. No one wants
America.
Rice-flavored vape juice.
Oh, that's,
that would be
you can send your complaints to Daniel Taylor.
No, Anthony Frosto.
You know, actually, I've been looking forward to hate mail, and I've never received none.
Just keep talking.
I wrote a couple of letters to you. All right, Rich, back to you. So you guys have been all over the world, pretty much.
Yeah, let's see. We were in Paris 3 weeks ago, and since then we were in Houston last weekend, Vegas at the beginning of this week. We're here today. We're off to London tomorrow.
Wow. London.
Yeah, just really going on tour and getting out in front of a lot of people.
Who would have thunk that an electronic cigarette company would have the tour schedule of Beyonce?
I would have never thought.
Cue Beyonce again. I like when you do that.
Yeah, hit Beyonce for Rich there.
Just for that's you. Called free product endorsement.
Yeah,
that's right.
She ain't never sold that many CDs.
You guys
CDs.
Did it and not us.
Yeah, no, yeah. You guys definitely
sued, not us.
See, we get to play behind that radio thing, and our attorney—he's an alcoholic, but he's a really good attorney.
That's good.
I think I'm being sued though. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, Beyonce, she don't care. Like she needs any more money.
Yeah, what
she woke up like that.
She's got more money than baby Jesus himself
and Fergie.
So they have the tour schedule of Halos and Fergie.
Well, you know, and back to the tour stuff. I mean, the tours for us, it's a lot more than, it's not just selling our stuff, right? It's not, in fact, we don't sell anything here at the booth.
Right,
samples out to everybody.
Right there. When I walked up, I was like, okay, we're thinking about, okay, what are some of the things we're going to do? Maybe if somebody is walking by, a consumer that's walking by, if they don't have a Halo 6 Triton Tank system, I was going to buy them a Halo 6 Triton Tank system. And then I come here and they say, oh, nope. Fat boy, we don't sell anything. What? That's you guys are expoing wrong.
No, not at all. We're doing it. We're doing it the way that you know we want to.
And see,
and that's to be able to give people an opportunity to try everything.
Yeah.
You know, find what they really like. Find something even for. You know, a family member who didn't want to get into vaping. So, and that's what's most important for
us. I like
us,
that.
Right?
We want to get as many people to switch up. Oops, sorry.
No, that's
you offer the free stuff, and then you get them
hooked.
Loving it, hooked, yeah. And then they keep coming back.
I thought that was so cool because you guys give away. I got a Triton tank system right now.
Yeah.
You gave this to me.
Lucky.
Now, I buy my liquid from you guys because this is so great. I already have the equipment now. All I have to do is come back to you guys to keep refilling my liquid.
Yeah. Go through fatguyradio.com to get to it, right?
Yeah, fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is like best product placement.
You got a Triton tank system.
Yes.
That's cool. I got a kick-ass new battery, so.
That battery is freaking awesome.
Yeah, we got that.
I didn't even know this. Let's talk about this because this is new to me. Is this available online?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, explain to me what this battery is that has like a volume dial at the bottom of it.
Right, that's right. It's the Triton variable voltage battery.
Variable voltage. Write that down. I think that's the title of the show. Variable voltage.
What is the purpose of variable voltage?
So you can really you dial up and down the voltage to increase the vapor production, it's really the temperature that's going to go to the coil, and that'll affect the taste a little bit, but it also produces a lot more vapor, and it was fun to see Corey try it the first time.
He took my e-cig.
He did.
It is his, but I was like, the whole time it was in his hand, my mouth was going towards it. Like, thank you, Rich. Thank you.
Now, that battery looks pretty awesome. I bet that lasts, like, what, 20 years?
I don't know if it's going to make it through the show.
It's not. Because I've been pulling on it like it's a game of tug of war, and I'm winning.
Right. Ooh.
So it's a variable voltage, so it increases the output. You introduced this to me literally when I walked in, and it blew me away. And when you weren't looking, I stole it. And it was... Definitely. Now the battery that comes with the Triton tank starter kit is not the variable voltage.
Correct.
So you can upgrade to the variable voltage. Yes. So it's not that they're an electronic cigarette company, DT, that has a tour schedule, but they also have upgrades.
Nice. Wow.
It's like Halo 6 is kind of like the Cadillacs of the vape community.
And you know,
you want the leather seats? Get the leather seats.
Exactly. Everybody wants a Cadillac.
Everybody wants a Caddy. Do you drive a Caddy, Rich?
I don't. My dad does.
You look like a BMW driver.
Once you go from New Jersey to Florida, you're supposed to just automatically get a Cadillac.
Yeah,
We're too young. So.
That's what it's like when you go to Scottsdale, Arizona. If you move to Scottsdale, Arizona, your house comes with a Lexus.
See, it's perfect.
It's kind of like when you move to Sun City. Your house comes with a golf cart.
And a walker.
I thought the houses already came with maids.
That's how they don't know the Sun City. We're doing regional jokes and they're from Florida.
So
Rich
Sun
is looking
City
at
is
us
our
like,
our
what the hell is those two?
I know. Sun City is our retirement community.
Yeah, people out there are...
It's a whole city of
old
people.
They should all pass on to something better.
They totally should.
They should. Yeah.
The youngest age in Sun City is 73.
You can't live there if you're not 65 or older.
65.
Or dead. That's a long time for you.
Yeah, that's a lot of turnover there.
I live there now.
High turnover rate.
I live there.
You move in next week, you're dead. That's pretty much how it is in Sun City.
They're not getting it because it's not local.
You guys are a little rough on the whole state here.
Yeah, we hate this place.
I love it.
Oh,
so
my God.
Where can we put our studios down in the Halo Sigs offices in Florida?
Well, you can set up either in Gainesville, where we manufacture everything.
Mm-hmm. Where's your office, Rich?
In Tampa.
Okay. We brought everything we need to do a show. We're leaving with you.
All right. Come on.
Bad Guy Radio Show's going on tour like Beyonce.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Hit it for him one more time, Lip. He was on it that time.
He knew it. He knew it.
Those producer fingers are moving. Rich, I know this is probably not the professional interview. See, we had the professional interview with you when we were on
the
phone.
Right. Yeah.
Now we family. You know what I mean? Now we're like, you can walk in our house, put your feet up on our couch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I would invite all of the Halo 6 people back to my house after the expo. But I live in a homeless shelter. So it'll be, you guys all have to sign in before you get there. No, I'm kidding.
The soup is free, though.
Yeah, it is. This is Phoenix. We're in Glendale. Okay. So we're in not the ghetto Glendale, and we hate Glendale too.
All right.
Good. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Oh good. My God, Glendale's saving it all for Phoenix.
I kind of
like it here.
Glendale's horrible. So
far, it's been really good.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've only been here for 48 hours. Come That's back right. in July.
We only go anywhere for 48 hours. the next
Come time. Back. In. So how does yeah. it? How you know? I hear about people that are on tour. You know, we have a lot of musicians friends and celebrities that we've had on the show and. They always talk about how taxing the tour is. You guys are on a vape tour. How is that on you where you're every three or four days you're in a new city, man?
Well, Jessica and Justine definitely have it probably the worst out of anybody because they're setting up all of the shows. They're there from beginning to end. They're doing all the work behind the scenes to get everything set up, taking care of all the people that are going to build the displays. And, you know, it probably is more taxing on them than anybody else. It's taxing. You know, it's just a tough schedule. You know, when you talk to anybody that goes on a big tour, you know, your family is impacted by it. But
yeah,
it's a lot of fun at the same time. You know,
Jessica and Justine.
That's right.
We love you two ladies. Yeah. They're standing over there over our shoulders. I know this is radio, not TV. They're standing on our shoulders enjoying the show.
And they're smiling the whole time.
They're smiling the whole way. You know what?
Beautiful.
And I love that.
And we spoke on when we taped the show on Thursday, Rich. When I read your commercial, I said that my father, you know, is a business owner, and he's always said that if you find happy employees, you find great product. And I can tell you right now, meeting all of you for the first time, this is definitely a really nice team, or you guys are doing a very good job faking it. But everybody seems really, really happy to be a part of the Halo Sigs family.
Yeah, we just have such a great team all together, from our salespeople to... everybody that works in the manufacturing facility. Yeah. I mean, it's everything's a team effort.
Yeah.
And these two, Justine and Jessica, do an awesome job. Rob Randall, who does all of our social media.
Rob has to deal with our interns.
He's only too happy to hit the road with us every once in a while. So.
Rob has to deal with a lot of our interns that we have float through when they get on social media. Yeah. Some of them are really, really active, and some of them are really, really... Well, let's just say they're strong, right. You know, and Robert has to go through it. So Robert kind of figured it out getting closer to this event where he started just communicating directly to me on my Twitter. Okay. And now he has my cell phone number so he can call me up anytime, especially tonight when, you know what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
Wink, wink on the right. I got something in my eye detail.
What?
I have something in
I'll
my
blow eye. It out.
I probably. And we can tell that Halo Sigs is from Florida because they're all pretty.
They are. They're just
we got to make sure we get a beautiful. Picture of all of them because you guys are a pretty company. Justine, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we age quickly out here due to the sun.
Radio's not
must
pretty.
Be that dry no. air. The humidity in Florida keeps.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
because the dry air out here in Phoenix just pisses you off.
Yeah.
Here we are back hating on Phoenix.
Well, actually, I like the dry air here because I hate feeling sticky.
Yeah, and that's all of it. And that's Florida. Yeah,
I would love that down there in Florida.
It rains here. Beaches. When it rains here, the next day I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know where it doesn't rain though?
Where?
It never rains in Southern California. All right, there we go. Sorry. Rich, I'm sorry. We're embarrassing you at this point. Shouldn't have invited us
that
out
time
here.
Time a little bit. I didn't think you could get there.
Yeah, we did. You're not going to make me sing later, are you?
Oh, of course.
Jesus.
Those big TVs behind you.
The big TVs.
Those are karaoke monitors.
Yeah, because we were getting. You guys allow us to be very creative with your reads on our show, and we get. You know, there was one time where we did the whole patriotic thing, and then that went over very well. And then we came back, and I decided to do this silly little song.
Yeah.
Of it and
the big band song.
And I told Rich when we were planning this, I said, you know, I may or may not break that out live for
your
you
Nat
guys.
King
here.
Cole.
My Nat. I don't think it's Nat King Cole.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
That's not a Nat King.
That's
Cole
a Nat King
song.
Cole song.
Which one?
Google
Love.
It. Rob. Google it.
Oh, you now he's telling you're telling Rob.
Google Nat King Cole. Love.
We work for him.
Please.
There you go.
You're not going to make me sing that song.
We might. I'd like you to close the show out with that.
How are we doing on time? We got 3 minutes or are we just doing okay?
You guys take your time. You'd be here halfway. All day if you want.
I'm all for you having him perform. I think it's important.
All for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
gotta get it.
I like the tour. Let's talk a little bit about the product. Yeah. What are some of the some of the flavors that you are, I guess sampling here would be the term. What are some of the flavors that you're sampling here, and what are some of the new flavors that you're introducing?
All right, so we always make sure we have our best-selling Tribeca and Sub-Zero are always on display for everybody. So
nice.
Sub-Zero, my number one.
Yep, and we
Tribeca
get a lot of people.
Is mine.
A lot of people who started vaping on Tribeca kind of circle back around and fall back in love. So
nice.
So that's a lot of fun. And then just people that you know, get an opportunity to try a little bit of everything. I think we have about 15 flavors out for people to sample.
Nice.
Okay.
Some of our new ones, Black Calico has been just kind of a rising star in the tobaccos. It's a nice sweet tobacco. It's really good, actually.
Your latest flavor, Devlin. We featured that on the show a few weeks ago. Yep. Devlin is here as well.
Devlin's here. It's been having a really solid impact right away. As soon as it launched, about less than a month ago, we launched Devlin.
Yeah.
It's a nice caramel flavor.
That was a caramel one that we tried in the studio.
I really liked that one. It had a really great flavor. And usually with flavors like that, they're really, really strong. And sometimes they don't have a good flavor ending.
Yeah.
But yours is really good. It's subtle enough to where it has a great flavor without it being overpowering.
Yeah,
so it's very great and very smooth.
That's great. Thank you. And it's because it's not overpowering. We have a lot of people that will use it to add a little sweetness to other juices.
Now, that's something that is so new to me. Robert was talking about this earlier, about like mixing the e-liquid. That was so foreign to me, but it's something that people do.
I do it.
Absolutely. You mix?
Yeah, because before I started vaping, I smoked Prime Time. Which are a great flavor. I smoked the great flavor of Pride Times.
Okay.
And Tribeca gives me the flavor of the Pride Time, but didn't have the grape. So what I do is I take the grape e-liquid and mix that with the Tribeca, and I got a vape Prime Time.
Hey, that's a pretty good
and
idea.
And it helped me quit smoking, and now I vape full time.
Ah, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's my favorite thing to hear when we come to the shows, is that somebody used one of our liquids to, you know, step away from smoking.
And that's the way we talk about it all the time. I'm one as well. I vape all the time. Bought a brand new whip, brand new car last year. Still smells brand new.
Yep.
Because I just vape in it.
With all the money that you save from not smoking.
Exactly. Dude, oh my gosh. When I meet people on the streets and people see me vaping, just the financial impact of vaping should just switch you over.
Yeah.
If people just understood, I think I did the math at one time where, and I'm going to try to pull these numbers out of the air, $300 on average a month in just cigarettes alone if you're an every other day smoker.
Okay.
$300. The Triton Tank System, the starter kit, I just saw the special come across in email that is now, it's $49.95, I believe.
Ooh.
Take $49.95. And then my e-liquid Sub-Zero is about $20. Every month on the refill of the bottles. So you take the $50 for easy adding, plus the $20 for the e-liquid. I don't know very good math, but that ain't close to $300 that you would be spending a month just vaping. The financial impact of electronic cigarettes, if people grab hold of that, I think that the tobacco company would run with the tail between their legs if they knew that this was happening. Because that alone is the biggest sell. That's the biggest seller for me, is the fact that you save so much money just vaping, and you still get the desires, and you still have the nicotine that your brain wants. I mean, we talk about the chemicals, it's the nicotine that your brain wants, but you don't have all those other carcinogens and tar. And what people don't know is that in tobacco, traditional tobacco products, the same stuff we drive our cars on is the same thing that we're smoking. And none of that exists in the e-liquids in electronic cigarettes. And if that was just communicated, people would be jumping all over the electronic cigarette game.
Yep, and that's why tours like this are so important. There's a lot of education that goes on. So there's a lot of people who will come to an event like this because they really don't know anything about vaping. And this is where they come to learn, and that educational portion of it is really important for us. So that's why we always have any kind of speaking engagements that are at any of the shows. We always try to make sure yesterday we had our chief compliance officer, Patricia Kovacevic. She was here just giving a speech about the future regulated environment, right? So when the FDA comes in, you know, which could be any day.
And that's a concern of mine. That's a concern of mine, not to turn the energy down a little bit, but that's a concern of mine, because anytime that big government starts to get their paws on anything that we're starting to really enjoy, that we're starting to, that's actually creating an industry, when they get their paws on that, man, they have a sense to muck it up a little bit. And you know, I know you probably can't say that, but for me, anything that they touch, they mess up. That's why we don't have, you know, the electric cars. I know I'm going conspiracy theory right now.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we don't have the electric cars, is because the government hasn't found a way to make money off of it. And another reason why that other thing that people smoke that is not an electronic cigarette, that's also not traditional tobacco product. Another reason why that's illegal, you know.
Is it the stuff I smoke?
All right, Anthony, way to go. Just put it right out there, buddy. Just right there in the middle of the floor. Yeah.
No tech whatsoever.
Listen, I think it is, and like you said, you wouldn't want to turn the energy down, but
sure.
I certainly wouldn't worry about
I hope not.
Worry about what the FDA and the deeming rules are gonna mean. Is that, you know, a little bit of regulation is a good thing.
Sure, right? It is, because we don't want people running around crazy and,
you know, you want to look
doing
at
things wild.
The ingredients are the most important thing in your e-liquid, and you want to make sure, not that, you know, you want to make sure there's certain things not in your e-liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's why there's no diacetyl or acetylpropylene in any
no
of...
Who, no what?
In English? Exactly. I know.
Diacetyl.
It gets crazy, but this is part of the whole education process, right? It's getting out there and letting people know.
And that's what you guys are
doing.
You're spreading the word about it.
Yep, and when
what's
you want to... And at Halo, our mission is always to create quality, consistent, good-tasting e-liquid.
And you do. And you do. And you spoke to that when we had you on the show the first time, where Sub-Zero, if someone buys it in Florida, it tastes the same way that it does when I get it in Arizona.
Absolutely.
And it does.
Absolutely.
You know, and the quality is what blows me away. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I exclusively vape with Halo Cigs. Now, I know there's a lot of other cool vendors around here, and they have great products, I'm sure, as well, but I'm an exclusive Halo 6. I'm not just a paid spokesman, but I'm also a vapor, and Anthony just vaped at me.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you were wanting some.
He just vaped directly at me. Speak to a little bit more about what goes into, because we get a lot of new listeners all the time.
Yep.
Speak to us a little bit more about what goes into the preparations for some of your e-liquids.
So our preparation on the e-liquid, anytime we come up with a new flavor, the process is, it could be up to like a year long, really depends on the flavors and how everything kind of, really comes together. We always make sure that when we start out, any kind of flavorings, we send them off to labs to be tested, make sure that there are no none of the bad things in there, so no diacetyl or anything like that.
Okay.
It's in the flavorings.
There's that word
itself.
Again.
Yeah, because we don't even want to like try anything when we're trying to mix our different flavors. We want to start with a clean slate. You know?
Yeah.
We want to know everything is good. So that starts the process. We steep all of our e-liquid for 3 months before we even bottle it. So it's a lot like when you're you know, winemakers and have to let things ferment. We like all of the flavorings to come together, the nicotine to really mingle in there. That way, when you have Halo e-liquid, if it says 12 milligram, every puff you take is 12 milligram.
Sure.
It's not going to be all over the place. You have a lot of things that when they're not steeped or they don't come together the right way.
Sure.
You know, one puff could be 2 milligram, the next one's 60, and it's just kind of all over the place. So
okay.
Very
we try to make
nice.
So everything comes together to create a nice, consistent vaping experience for customers. So we let it steep. We test it out. If it's ready to go, it's ready to go. If not, it goes back into the process. So every time we want to tweak a flavor, it's another 3 months. So the time can really build up on a flavor, but that's really just part of us not wanting to compromise on our commitment to quality.
Sure. So when a flavor comes out, we know for sure that it's made the test.
Absolutely.
It's passed it, and it's right there getting the A++ stamp from Halo 6.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nothing goes out the door otherwise.
You know
nice.
What I would like is... taste a Moscato flavored one.
What?
I think that would be amazing. A wine
one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can smoke it and I can drink some wine. That would be amazing. It'll compliment.
A wine flavored e-liquid.
Yeah, the palate would be amazing.
We'll give it a shot. We'll make sure you get the first batch.
I love the Frosto.
Yeah, can I get an e-liquid named after me? Can we get the Blaze?
We can try.
Yeah, we need to get the Halo 6 Blaze.
I like that. I like
flavor.
The grape tobacco idea. That was pretty good. So
oh, yeah.
We might.
What the hell?
Well, we have our whole Evo line of e-liquid that picks up kind of where Halo leaves off with all the fruit flavors.
What's the Evo line? Speak to that, because that's new. I got a little sneak peek of that as well. What is the Evo line?
So Evo is Nicapure's line of all our sweeter and dessert flavors and fruit flavored e-liquids. Uh-huh. So you have things like blueberry, which is probably one of the most spot on blueberry tastes that you're ever going to have in e-liquid. Our cantaloupe is off the charts. It's just a great cantaloupe flavor. It tastes just like you're eating fruit.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
So
nice.
So that's really, and then we have our grape that's also in there. So grape vape, it's a really good one. If you want to mix them in there with your Tribeca, I'd like to give it a taste myself. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
You are a mad scientist of vape there, DT.
Now, I know we're talking about e-liquids and everything, but I just want to go ahead and point out these cowboy boots right here.
Yeah, these boots just walked up.
The lady's wearing... Those are freaking awesome.
I saw
it. She's not paying attention, but it's cool. I love your boots.
Hi, ma'am. Can we get a picture of your boots, please, so we can post them up? Is that okay? What's your... here, Anthony, if you wouldn't mind.
I wish we had a video camera so we can show
these
everybody.
These are some kick-ass boots. That's rocking the Arizona, and you are Marino with the vape amp? Okay. The Ripmont?
We make the Rig Mod, and we also have our e-liquid, which is Rig Reserve.
Okay. Nice. Well, thank you so much for walking your boots by. We appreciate those. We're going to put those up.
And hold on, we got a wristband for you.
Yeah, give her a Fat Guy Radio Show wristband, because you're going to be featured on there, unless Halo 6 makes you head of you out. Just kidding. And anybody that's walking by and taking pictures, make sure you hashtag and tag in Fat Guy Radio Show. If you're a business-to-business, we might give you a free shout-out here as well on one of our upcoming shows. So, sorry, Rich didn't want
to
do that. But
Can you take two more and get one to Joe and Armando? They just didn't know where they were.
Joe
the show,
and Armando
they
hanging out there.
Joe has not moved since the show has started.
He's been enjoying the show, or he's ready to shoot one of us.
His beard is gnarly. I like it.
That's Joe and Armando from the Vaping Militia. They are
Vaping Militia.
Yes, wow. Nice. A great group that really helps to organize in different states and create advocacy groups in all 50 states. So they do a great job of really... You know, making sure that any kind of local regulations that come out are, you know, not things that are really going to negatively impact the vaping community.
Okay.
So they try to make sure anything that does come out is going to be something that's positive and not something that's going to, you know, hurt the industry.
Nice.
By educating and by getting out in front of some of the other groups and states and in local municipalities, they have a lot of influence and they, you know, really sculpt the way that they... introduce vaping and the way that they represent vaping in the community is really important to the way that they've been very successful in a lot of states by doing it the right way.
Vape Militia, an advocacy group. I never knew that. Yep. Well, hats off to you guys, man.
You guys might want to talk to them a little bit.
I think we will want to talk to them. We don't want to. I know that your time with us is limited. And you guys got a lot that's going on because this is the business to business portion that's taking place right now, and then they're going to open up the floodgates and let the great unwashed through the front doors. But no, Phoenix is great. We want Phoenix to be the number one selling market for Halo 6. That's our goal. We want Halo 6 to have a regional office right here in Phoenix, because there's going to be so much of your product moving out of this city. That's what my goal is. I want it out here, and also I want to move to Florida and do my show from there.
All right. Well, I think moving to Florida is probably on the table.
Okay.
We can work something out.
Nice.
I think it would be great, man. HaloSigs.com is where you guys are. Of course, we encourage everyone listening to our show to go through FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloSigs. Of course, you guys are on Twitter and on Instagram and also on Facebook, and you can find all of their links and some of the pictures and everything, I believe, will be out if you guys are not live tweeting those now. Because our intern wasn't able to make it, I may need a couple of copies of those pictures. Halo 6, FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloSigs. You guys have been our number one for quite some time. And it wasn't the fact that you guys found us. It was I found you. And then we forged a business relationship together.
Because you guys make it easier for other people to find us. And that's
And we love it, man. we love it. And I converted DT.
He did.
Yeah. And then you guys today, just today, ladies and gentlemen, it is Anthony Frosto's e-cig birthday, because he just switched over to electronic cigarettes.
About 5 minutes before we got on there.
5 minutes before the show went live, you became an electronic vapor. Well, Rich, thank you so much, man.
I'm not getting out of here just yet.
You're not?
We talked about where we came from. We talked about what we have going on today.
Okay.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be right if I didn't talk about some of the things that we have coming out.
So he's right.
Oh, yeah.
I must have not read the broadcaster manual this morning.
You didn't.
The scoop. What's coming up? I'm going to be vaping over here, Rich.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, wait, what is that?
Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Rich from Halo 6. Take it away, Rich.
All right, so we got a lot of exciting stuff happening. So this next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of different things on Halo6.com. You're going to see a whole new layout on Halo6.com, and it's going to be familiar enough, but it's going to make your experience there a little bit easier. You're going to be able to kind of navigate on your phone or any kind of mobile device a lot easier.
Ooh,
so
Go mobile. Right here. Breaking news right here Fat Guy Radio Show, folks.
But it's not just website changes. You'll be able to find our Evo line on our website, so people will be able to experience that. But what I'm most excited about is something that people have been asking us for. As some of the devices in the industry have gotten bigger, and there's a lot of different variations, and you have a lot more power that's behind a lot of these devices.
Yeah. If I had a timpani right now, I'd give you a timpani. Breaking news. Drop it on us. What's coming?
All right. So Halo's high VG line, called V-Type.
V-Type.
Yes.
Wow.
Is going to be available in just a few more days. I was hoping to have it here at the show. I have a tank here full of high VG Turkish tobacco, one of our most popular flavors. Wanted to make sure that in our new blend, high VG, where we're going 70-30 VG, is really going to stand up in some of these new devices. So I got it. I got Turkish tobacco, high VG, running on a 50-watt Segelli. With a Kanger sub tank, and run it on a 1.2 ohm coil, and it just kicks.
Looks like nice. The Lexus of e-cigs right there. That is sexy.
And this isn't even ours. We like to test our stuff out and see how it's going to perform across the board.
You stole it from someone
else? Somebody gave it to Justine, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is the new hardware that you somewhat alluded to the last time you were on the show.
This isn't it. What we have is going to drop on
It's going to be better.
Monday.
I'll say it. It's going to be better.
Yes. And that's going to be the Halo Reactor.
Halo Reactor.
50-watt box mod. Custom tank design that we worked for close to a year developing this tank that's on the reactor. It's really going to blow your mind. It's really going to take... We want Halo to be available to everybody in their vaping life cycle, right?
Sure.
So when you're starting and the tobaccos and the menthols are really what's going to help people transition over from smoking, we want to take you into, you know, all along your journey. So for people who want to get into some of the bigger devices, now we'll have them to offer. And for people who want that higher VG, make some big clouds, we have that available for you also. So
Nice. Like
I said, the next few weeks are going to be crazy, crazy.
The Triton tank isn't going anywhere.
No way.
And the G6 isn't going anywhere.
Never.
My two road dogs.
They're great, and we have a lot of people who, you know, just absolutely love them, like you guys. I mean, I prefer a Triton over anything. And
In fact,
whenever we're developing our new flavors, we're testing them out in Tritons because we get the truest flavor out of them.
Yes.
Okay.
What else is coming, man? You dropping a whole lot of knowledge, man.
What else?
Our jaws are on the floor.
He just gave us the holy mecca, the holy grail of vape.
The holy grail.
You said it's dropping Monday, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Ooh, man.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't know Christmas was coming early this year.
That's right. There's going to be a lot under the tree this year because there's a lot of new things coming out, and we're really excited. So I was hoping to have some stuff to put in your hands today. Unfortunately, I don't, but it'll be on its way to you guys first thing Monday.
And you guys have been so generous to us since we've been here. I just realized that I'm going to have a vapes, a Halo 6 style Christmas tree. I don't know how well that's going to go over with my kids, but they'll just have to accept it and they can move out.
Instead of a star at the top, you're going to put the Halion.
I'm going to put the Halion right at the top of the tree. It will totally be my tree topper.
We got one of our distributors that's in Kentucky. They have a Christmas tree in their office that is all empty Halo bottles.
They use
as ornaments. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Boom. We have to.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what just happened here in the Phoenix Convention Center? My mind was blown.
blown.
I am so using all of my empty bottles because I keep them all. I keep bringing them to the studio. But I'm so using all of my empty bottles as Christmas ornaments.
That's right.
Nice.
Celebrate the year.
Why not? Okay, what else? So we got the new hardware. We got the Evo line of flavors.
That's right.
And what else do we have that no one knows about?
Well, the V-Type, the high VG line that's coming out.
Turkish
tobacco.
I got Turkish tobacco right here, and it's awesome. And one of the things we wanted to make sure when we're introducing a new line, if it's gonna be an extension of an existing flavor, it's got to be right on.
Nice.
Turkish tobacco is right on, whether it's in the PG that everybody's familiar with or the new high VG line, it rips the exact same way. Our staples like Tribeca. Tribeca is awesome when you want to get a nice big cloud of Tribeca with that high VG running on some of the more powerful devices. It's awesome.
Okay.
So, nice. Those are right on.
For the liquids, is there a difference between the liquid in there and the liquid in this?
Yes. I think the one that you have there is that blueberry from Evo?
Yes.
All right. So that's Evo's blueberry, and that's the higher PG ratio, the same as it is with the entire existing Halo line. So it's that higher PG level. That's going to give you, that carries a lot of the flavor, also gives you the throat hit. So anybody who is a smoker knows how important that throat hit is.
Yeah.
And that's what comes from the higher PG. When you get into the VG, it lowers that down a little bit. And in the higher powered devices, we see a lot of people even stepping down their nicotine levels quicker. So
nice.
Yeah.
I find my, and that's one thing that we've shared with a lot of our listeners with Halo 6 is that, it could be a gateway to actually stop smoking because you can enjoy that same physical desire that your mind plays on you, and you can gradually work yourself down to zero nicotine.
Absolutely.
And we have a couple of listeners that have reached out to us and told us that they order Halo 6 and they do it and they only order it with zero nicotine.
Yeah.
And some of them start off at the high level, and some of them, they've worked their way all the way down to zero. So it can be a transition. Anything is going to be better than the traditional tobacco
products. We'll get you as close as we can at the same time, right? We want to help everybody get to that point.
Yes.
So we also have a new 3 milligram strength coming out on our Halo side.
3 milligram.
And then on the high VG, it goes as low as 1.5.
Nice.
Oh. Yes.
So there's something for everyone.
Yes.
Why would anybody want anything else?
I don't know.
I said that in the middle of a vape convention.
And also, that's very great with the going down in the nicotine and quitting, because there's a lot of people, especially me, who's been quitting for many years. I've been quitting for 7 years, and I could have got a degree in something.
Every pack is your last pack, right?
Yeah.
Every pack.
This is going to be my last one after this one.
No, every cigarette, every hit is the last hit.
Yeah. One thing that I've kind of noticed, I'm sorry, Rich, I'm a little ADD today. One thing I've noticed, nobody here at the expo has a face. Everybody just has a cloud and a neck. That's kind of cool. You just see people walking by and you just see the cloud and a shirt. That's all you see because everybody's vaping, man.
Yeah.
So any other breaking news that you want to drop right here, exclusive, the Thank God Radio Show getting the exclusive lead on the new products on Halo 6.
I think you just got it all, guys. I think we just gave you everything that we got.
Nice.
I love that.
He laid it all on the table.
We did.
What I do every day, lay it all on the table.
I like the transparency.
We're happy to do it with you guys first.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. Halo 6, fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. If you're listening to this all across the country, look for the vapor tour of Halo 6 to come through. You know, one of our cities, we're heard all over the place. We have a few listeners in London as well. So if you guys are out there in London, is your next stop?
That's our next stop. Tomorrow we're on our way.
Come by and say hello. And that's going to be epic. I want to go to London too.
So do I.
Radio. Yeah. I'm just depressed. We went into the wrong business.
You could do this everywhere, man.
We really can. Yeah. I told you, we brought everything we need. We can get in your suitcase. I will not fit in your overhead, but we can probably get Philippia up there.
I'll fit.
So we have some stuff coming in next year. Here, you want one more breaking news?
Breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking, keep dropping the knowledge.
We'll have a Halo tour that's going to be coming out to just multiple cities, nice. even if it's not specifically for a vape show.
Yeah.
There's some other events. There's some other, a lot of our retailers who are out in the marketplace.
Sure.
We want to go out and support our retailers.
Nice.
So we're going to have some events going on at different shops all over the country. It's going to be a lot of, that's going to be a lot of fun also. So okay. we'll make sure to put Phoenix on the stop, or maybe even your backyard in Glendale, make it a little easier.
That would be epic. Yeah, just vaping in our backyards. right there in the B2B Radio Network studios.
Yeah.
How will that go over?
Oh, that
sounds
awesome.
Like every day to you.
Yeah, it does. I vape in there all the time. I don't care all what they say. Like, it's going to affect the equipment. No, it's not. It's Halo 6.
Hasn't done it yet.
It affects nothing but your level of awesomeness.
Exactly. Yeah. And right now, I'm on level 1 million.
I'm on level 433.
Step your vape up.
I'm sorry. I'm working there. Let me turn my dial up a little bit. What was this called again?
It's the variable voltage.
Variable voltage. And there's what we call a comedy break here at, on radio, man. Rich, if you wouldn't mind, man, I would love to talk to Joe from the militia. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know this is a show for you guys. Is he buddies with Halo 6?
Yes.
Is he cool? You give him the thumbs up?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think everybody should hear from Joe. Because what they do, the work that they do is very important. Not going to take away from what he's going to talk with you guys about, but it's something that's very important to us, educating consumers, educating legislators, and letting them know that, you know, vaping is really the future.
Nice.
And and he'll help convey that message better than I can. So happy to hand the mic over to Joe, and just want to say thank you to you guys for having us here and coming here and broadcasting here. It's a lot of fun.
This was epic, man. Thank you guys for everything you do with us. You guys are definitely one of our number one sponsors, and we appreciate Halo 6 so much. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rich. Thanks, buddy, so much for stopping by.
Thanks, man.
Let's bring Joe over just a little bit here. Joe, if you wouldn't mind stepping over to the old broadcast here. Joe from the Vaping Militia, vapingmilitia.org is their website. They're also available on Facebook, Twitter, and protect and defend our vaping rights as one. And, Joe, this is kind of like go with the flow, buddy. You are Joe Barnett, the director. And tell us a little bit about the Vaping Militia. Educate us, because this is the first of us that we're hearing about it as well.
Well, a lot of people hear about the advocacy groups that are in the vaping industry, but there's also activism groups. And the Vaping Militia is that. What we do is we take the messages that come from the good advocacy groups out there, SFATA, the Smoke Freeze, CASA, all those, and we take those messages and package them in a way to allow people to be able to use them.
Okay.
Because if you bring knowledge to someone, knowledge is only affected if you teach them how to use it.
Sure.
And one of the things I was going to show you here is, first, I'm going to show you this awesome logo.
Okay. He's holding up opening up a shirt here. Check that out. I like that. Vaping Militia, a black shirt with white printing on it. Man, that is a sick logo. We'll definitely have a picture of that up on our website.
And we're going to give you this shirt. But more important is, as I've been sitting here listening to you, you're such an incredible advocate for the industry. And I really do appreciate it, because each personal advocate has his own story.
Yes.
And his own method of making an effect for this industry. And if you'll take a look at what it says on the back.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to hold up the shirt here. You made the choice, now stand up for it. Nice. Oh, and this is for me.
That's for you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate that. I will definitely rock this. And you're right. I am an advocate for, because I do have my own story. I shared with it a little earlier about how I was a traditional tobacco smoker, and I found Halo 6 by a friend just making a suggestion to me and introducing me to their product. And then I sought them out, and I turned to our producer, Philippians, and says, man, we got to get them as a sponsor on the show. And we forged the relationship. But I definitely do advocate for vaping, because I think that the health implications are by far better than any traditional tobacco product. I mean, those things have been around for so long, and it's time for something new to come out there. And it's not only a healthier way to stimulate the way that the mind desires the nicotine, but it's just safer for the environment at the end of the day. And there's so many, and then for people that don't smoke, you know, people that don't vape, you know, like the waitresses and those folks that are out there, that, you know, so many restaurants are saying, hey, you can't smoke anymore because, you know, our waitresses are complaining, things like that. They don't have to do that when it comes to vaping. And quite honestly, I get a little offended when I walk into, there's one Taco Bell in North Phoenix in the Deer Valley area that has a sign up that says no smoking and no vaping. And every time I drive by them, I just give them one big middle finger when I drive by there, because there shouldn't be any problems with vaping anywhere on the planet. You can't smoke on the planet, but you can definitely vape. And the message that you are sharing here through the Vaping Militia is amazing, man. And I'm blown away just by learning all about it now.
Well, let's add some specifics to what you're saying. You're talking about a product that the the debate on it is it 95 or 98% safer than traditional cigarettes? So that's a specific right there. And one of the things that you're talking about there is the freedom of choice of an establishment to be able to make the choice to allow a person to vape in it or not.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people who, like yourself, you said you didn't particularly care for that Taco Bell that said that you couldn't vape there. Well, now you have the ability as a customer to make a statement. You just don't go there anymore because they don't allow you to do what you want to do. But understand the right for them to make that choice is incredibly important because we need the business owner to be able to make the decision, do I allow this product or not, and not for it to be mandated by the government.
Okay. I like that. I like that. I like the specifics on that, man.
Yeah.
Kind of like no shirt, no shoes, no service.
You got it.
So how is the vaping militia getting the word out? What are some of the ways you guys are utilizing to share your message?
Well, this year was a very interesting year for us. We've spent the majority of this year doing these vapor shows. We have a radio show that is available on SoundCloud that people can listen to.
Okay.
But the big thing here was to be able to do the touches, to start people getting the basic understanding of what they can do as an individual to make a difference for this industry as a consumer or as a vendor.
Nice.
And it's our estimates are an inside number. We've touched almost 100,000 people. Or the outside number of 250,000 people to inform them of how they can step forward and make a difference for their rights as a vapor.
Okay.
The personal relationship that you have with your representatives in the legislature, in the state house, and at the local and municipal level is important because when these people see a bill, they see an issue, and they're trying to make a decision on an issue when it's really honestly about people.
Okay.
So when you talk to someone, you create a face to the problem. And we've got a product that is technically benign to society that's mm-hmm. been vilified very much like people in California who actually put out ads that said that this product is more dangerous than a cigarette. I mean, how absurd is that?
That's very absurd. That doesn't make any sense. There's so much proof that's against that publication. And I see a couple of those come across my social media feed as well. And, you know, I look at them and I see those that come up and I classify those as clickbait. They just want us to click through and they've sold, you know, $100,000 worth of advertisement. And that's all that they're expecting is just to have that clickbait. When I see those little ridiculous stories like that, because I've said on the show before that my kids, they were younger. Smoking, you know, I didn't smoke around them, but if I smoked in the car when they weren't in the car, they get in the car later that day, it smells like cigarettes. You know, now I know using electronic cigarettes, I can even be around them and still enjoy it myself, knowing that I'm not affecting them is also one of the communications that I preach. And how it even proves even more how absurd that is, that, you know, it's worse off than I can't even wrap my mind around it. I literally can't wrap my mind around it.
It is very hard to wrap your mind around a product that has such benign dangers to the individual.
Yeah.
And now they're putting forward an agenda that shows this incredible danger to the public. And really what they're trying to do is they're trying to target those people who have no knowledge.
Yeah.
And if you fill their head with a lie in the first, you've biased them.
Sure.
So now they see an initiative that comes up on a ballot, they're more likely to vote in favor of that initiative for some type of a ban, when they actually don't even understand the product. And sure. Our lawmakers don't understand the product, our policymakers don't understand the products, and media does not understand this product at all. If you watch the 6 o'clock news, the only time you see anything about an e-cig is something that's negative, and it's always completely blown out of proportion.
Sure, sure. Well, man, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us. It's the vapingmilitia.org. Joe Barnett is a director there. And find them on Facebook, find them on Twitter, folks, thevapingmilitia.org. Man, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'll definitely be doing a lot more research on there. And I would love to maybe have you on the show again. And anything that you need to promote that's here locally, definitely we'll make sure that you get my business card and reach out to us. We'd love to have you. And you guys have a radio show on SoundCloud as well.
Yes, we do. And it's completely about industry news and helping people understand the news stories that are out there, understanding the fallacies and the truths in them.
Okay.
That's one of the biggest things. We've got a following of about 11,000, 12,000 followers.
Nice.
That are with us. We feed on a weekly basis. And the big thing is we want people to be able to understand that they can make a difference.
Yes.
As a vapor, the most important thing that you can do is to shop responsibly, with those vendors that are doing the right thing for this industry, and then above that is you need to register to vote, because if you're not voting, they're not listening to you, and you're the one that helps make the decisions.
Sure. Well, Joe, I appreciate you so much for stopping by, man. Thevapemilitia.org is also the website. Man, we are having a great time. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. And thank you again for the shirt. This is absolutely amazing. I love the message that you guys, and I will definitely be checking out. What is the SoundCloud link? What is the SoundCloud title?
It's right up on the side. All you got to do is vapemilitia.org, and it's on the right-hand side. It's a nice little microphone. You click it and go right there.
Awesome, okay, man. Nice. Thank you again, Joe. I appreciate that. This has been the most electrifying event that we have had. And this has been not only just an entertaining show, but it's been very educational, Mocha, wouldn't you say?
I would say. I'm reading this Vapor Manifesto by the Vapor Militia, and like, it is dope what we believe. Like how he was saying about the business owner having the right to choose whether or not to regulate e-cigarettes based on their personal beliefs and policies
yes.
in their establishments. That's key because...
Yeah. Hold on real quick. Yes, Lip. Who else do we want to... Do they want... Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was just responding to
It's so cool. It's stuff that needs to be said. We need to educate everyone who's vaping.
Yeah.
And those who aren't vaping, so they know that vaping isn't harming anyone.
And they need to vape with Halo 6.
They need to vape with Halo 6.
The one thing that I did not realize was that there is this really huge battle going for the rights of being able to vape.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just... thinking in my head, like, how deep does this go? You know, is the tobacco company against it? Is the pharmaceutical companies against it? Because I don't think this is going to be cancer causing at all.
I don't know either. Well, so. Lip, hit me with the Beyonce so we can change the flavor of the show.
There it is.
All right, Rich is standing in front of us. Rich, did you have something for us, or were you? We're about to ready to wrap up. You want to join us for? You got a few minutes to join us for the last few minutes of the show. Vapor Dynasty Expo. We're hanging out here in the Halo Cigs booth. If you're listening to this Saturday night, get out here on Sunday. Rich is rejoining us again. Rich, what is your official title again with Halo Cigs?
Director of Marketing.
Director of Marketing. Now,
nice.
Now, Rich was going to put me on the spot earlier today about this Halo Cigs song. And where's Robert? Is Robert around here?
Robert.
Right.
Hey.
Anthony, share your microphone with Robert. Robert, we've never talked to you before. Come here, you goofball. He looks like he's a bucket of fun, isn't he?
Robert is the best.
Isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Robert, grab that microphone there. I know you don't have a pair of headphones because, you know, this is a $2 operation that we have here. Robert, you are responsible for what at Halo 6?
Social media specialist.
He's the guy that has to deal with all of our interns, and that's funny. Robert, we love you so much, man. Thank you for just communicating with us so much. And Rich, he needs a raise.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you can do about that?
I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best for Rob.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Rob does his best for us all the time. So he does a really good job all over Twitter, all over the forums, all over
Facebook.
Yeah,
he's out there.
He's all over the place. Probably is the luckiest guy because he gets to talk directly to so many of our customers, and you know, we have a lot of fun. So I mean, he's like a celebrity when we come out here. Everybody's like, I know Rob Randall.
I want his autograph. Before I leave today, will you give me your autograph before I leave?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm only signing autographs on my posters, and they're $15 in the back. No, I'm kidding. Just wanted to bring you on the mic real quick, man. Just say thank you, and you do a great job communicating with us, and just to apologize to any of the interns that you've had to deal with over the last few years, because they come and they go, and sometimes they can be a little wacky-wacky. Just a little wacky-wacky. So
just a little bit.
We appreciate this. Did you have a chance to hear this Halo Sig song that we did?
Not live. I got to hear it live. I got to hear it in person.
Oh, they're going to make me do it.
You got to do it.
I don't know if I can.
You can.
Lip, do we even have this? Do we even have
you
this
have
song?
To.
Anthony, don't ruin it. I don't even.
I don't want you like,
oh,
just singing
man.
Over the track either, right? We're going
to
do this.
No, I'm not. I guess I have to do this because.
Going on Facebook too, by the way.
Going on Facebook. All right. Well, Philippius has it over there and queued it up. So if you want to capture this, I'd suggest you do it now. I can't believe that this is about to happen live. I'm going to have to take a pull.
L-I-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, Rich, just because you wanted it and Rob does too. Yeah, there we go. All right, Lip, let it roll. Here we go, because good Lord, boost that level up just a little bit there. I'll just take this out for you guys. H is for the way you handle well. A, affordability is swell. L, long-lasting flavor, not some cheapy knockoff vapor. O, is how I feel, cause oh, my Triton is a thrill. Halo, electronic e-cigs, you know. Halo, to vape anything else is a joke. So go and grab the latest top notch. It's the greatest. Halo is where you want to go. See, Rich, I told you this was actually done live.
That was awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
there's a whole other verse.
That was even
verse.
Better live. So I got goosebumps.
You can get all your Halo Sigs swag at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs. That's exactly where it's at. And on the other side of this little musical interlude comes the big number, Rich, where I get to hit the big note. Are you down for it?
I'm ready. Big note.
All right. Here it goes. H is for the way you handle well. A, affordability is swell. L, long-lasting flavor, not some cheapy knockoff vapor. O, is how I feel, cause oh, my Triton is a thrill. Halo, electronic e-cig, you know. Joke. So go and grab the latest top notch. It's the greatest. Halo is where you want to go. Right here at the Vape Expo. Halo is where you want to go. Fat Guy Radio Show. Halo is where you want to go. Halo. I'm going to pass out now.
Yeah. I got your backups.
Oh, that was
thank
awesome.
You very
thank
much.
You so
yeah,
much.
You guys can feel free to clap. That was a lot of work.
I even worked
all
in the,
two
worked
of you.
In the Vapor Dynasty Expo in there.
I worked that just for you, Rich.
No, that was, I appreciate
that.
That was
the debut of that. You got chills.
I got chills.
You got chills, man. I saw
they're
everybody
multiplying.
Else. Yeah, all you other e-liquid people don't have your own custom song to a ripped-off karaoke track. All right, well, Rich, this has been epic. I know that we are now opening up the doors for the general public. The B2B is ending.
It's going to get crazy.
And it's going to get absolutely electrifying in here.
Literally.
This has been so great for us. We've never done anything like this before. We didn't know what to expect, but it has been epic from start to finish, man. And we got to thank you guys once again for allowing us to be here.
Hey, we thank you guys for being here and for, this was great. We talked about it for months and I'm really happy that this all came together the way that it did. And we're happy to have you guys. And
nice.
We're going to find some other ways to get you guys.
Yeah, we definitely can come down to Florida. Tampa has beaches, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Some of the best in the world.
I'm going to have to work on my beach body because right now I just have my beached whale body going on.
We'll be there in 15 years.
I'll have to get my beach body going on.
But I changed the name to Fit Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, does Halo 6 have a diet program? Can we put some diet juice in my Triton tank system? That's what I'm going to do.
You hit the road for 3 straight months. You'd be just fine.
All right, so let me give you some tips. You guys are staying down here in downtown Phoenix, I suspect.
Yes, we are. Yes,
all right. So have you tried, where have you eaten?
We went out to a nice dinner last night in Scottsdale.
You guys just went right to the rich area.
Tonight has one thing on the agenda for tonight, and that's to watch some college football.
Okay. So all right.
We got a couple Florida Gators on the team that are here today. And,
okay. All right.
I went to Penn State, so we got a big game against Ohio State. Hopefully, Nittany Lions can knock off the number one Buckeyes.
Okay. Nice.
Nobody likes them.
Down here in downtown Phoenix, where we are broadcasting live at the Phoenix Convention Center, there is my buddies who are over at, their name is completely escaping me, on Central Fez. Which is on Central and Roosevelt, which is just east of here.
Okay.
Great place to go and eat. Amazing, electrifying atmosphere as well. And then also the Vig. is just a little further west from here. Is a place
they have a closer one. They have the Fillmore.
Yeah, the one on Fillmore is the one I was talking about. That's what, 3rd Avenue and Fillmore or whatever like that? Yeah.
Yes.
Just hit me up on my celly.
All right, that sounds
good. And we'll go there. The bars at a lot of our restaurants here are at a lot of the bars here at the hotels are pretty fine, pretty cool as well. They're a little expensive. But yeah, you can definitely hit up some of those places, and I think you would enjoy it. So.
All right. There's and it'd be good if you guys can join us tonight, all right? Let's go.
I'm in. Honey, lock the kids in their bedroom. Daddy's not coming home.
Uh-oh.
This has been epic, man. I do appreciate you guys so much. And all of you with Halo 6, Justine and Jessica and Rob, and all of you guys here. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo6. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Get down here to the Vapor Dynasty Expo. I'm surprised this is only the second year. We got to get back here next year.
Absolutely.
We got to get back here next year where I want a Fat Guy Radio Show booth. And I'm going to make sure that it's designed to be taller than your centerpiece.
All right.
Okay. Is that okay? We're just going to rival yours. We're not going to have a vape. Electronic cigarette to offer, but
listen,
yours.
As long as it plays that song all day long.
In a loop? Yeah, you should have been in the studio when I was rehearsing that bitch. That was horrible. Yeah, that was not good when I was rehearsing it in there. All right, Rich. Well, let's get us out of here. Man, this has been absolutely epic. Take us home, Philippius. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Fat Guy Radio Show broadcasting live from the Vapor Dynasty Expo on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center. Hang in with Halo 6, the best company, bar none, hands down. We love you guys so much. Check out Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Today's show is brought to you exclusively by Halo 6. Get all your premium electronic cigarettes and American-made e-liquids at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo6. Also, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search Halo 6. Fat Guy Radio Show is also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be back in the studio in 2 weeks, Anthony.
3 weeks for me.
3 weeks for you, but in 2 weeks because we're going down for a remodel. We'll have a whole new Studio G. We're really excited about that, but we got some really great best ofs lined up for all of you, so we won't be leaving you bare. And shout out for Full Court Press Radio as well, which is Daniel Taylor's real show. All things sports, Arizona sports. So check that out at fullcourtpressradio.com. They'll be back in 2 weeks as well because we share a studio. And I'm not going to bring up the whole idea about your 160-pound comment on your show, but that's all right. We'll move past that. All right, folks, for Anthony Frosto, Daniel Taylor, our executive producer, Philippius, Rich and Rob and the Vapor Dynasty boys and everyone here at the Phoenix Convention Center. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. We thank you so much for joining us for this special broadcast. This has been absolutely electric, and I'm now going to go around and I'm going to put my mouth on as many things as I can in this place, and I might also try a couple of e-cigs. All right, folks, I'm Corey Blaze. We'll see you at the top. Join us in 2 weeks. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Oh.